Tuesday, 23rd week, Ordinary Time 2. The first reading from the first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 6, verses 1 to 11. How can anyone observe with a case against another, dare to bring it to the unjust for judgment instead of to the holy ones? Do you not know that the holy ones will judge the world? If the world is to be judged by you, are you unqualified for the lowest law course? Do you not know that we will judge angels? Then why not everyday matters? If therefore you have cause for everyday matters, do you sit as judges, people of no standing in the church? I say this to shame you. Can it be that there is not one among you wise enough to be able to settle a case between brothers? But rather, brother goes to court against brother, and that before unbelievers? Now indeed, it is, in any case, a failure on your part that you have lawsuits against one another. Why not rather put up with injustice? Why not rather let yourself be treated? Instead, you inflict injustice and cheat and these two brothers. Do you not know that the unjust will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither fornicators, or idolaters, nor adulterers, nor boy prostitutes, nor practicing homosexuals, nor thieves, nor the greedy, nor drunkards, nor slanderers, nor robbers will inherit the kingdom of God. That is what some of you used to be, but now you have had yourself washed. You were sanctified. You were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and in the Spirit of our God. The Gospel according to Luke, chapter 6, verses 12 to 19. In those days he departed to the mountain to pray, and he spent the night in prayer to God. When they came, he called his disciples to himself, and from them he chose 12, whom he also named apostles: Simon, whom he named Peter, and his brother Andrew, James, John, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Thomas, James the son of Alphaeus, Simon who was called a Zealot, and Judah the son of James, and Judah Iscariot, who became a traitor. And he came down with them and stood on the stretch of level ground, a great crowd of his disciples, and most of the people from all Judea and Jerusalem, and the coastal region of Tyre and Sidon, came to hear him, and to be healed for their diseases. And even those who were tormented by unclean spirits were cured. And everyone in the crowd sought to touch him, because power came forth from him and healed them all. Sharing of the reading. First, the theme. sacrificing to build up one community instead of bringing others to court. One of the main causes we cause division in today's family and community is that people no longer know the value of sacrificing. Instead, people only pay attention to themselves, want to be served, not to serve, want others to sacrifice for them, not them for others. Once they do not get what they want, they become angry, jealous, and bring others to court. They never think that if everyone also behave like them, how a family or a community can survive. Today, reading want to emphasize what are needed to build up a community. In the first reading, St. Paul condemned the faithful who brought their cases to a civil court. He advised them to settle their differences in community, especially to sacrifice to build up their community. In the Gospel, Jesus prayed with his Father all night before he chose his 12 apostles who would sacrifice for the church which he is going to establish. Second point, analysis. First reading. The faithful should not bring their case to a civil court. Before finding the reason why the faithful should not bring their case to a civil court, we need to understand the different customs between the two nations related to solving a conflict. St. Paul is a Jew who wrote his letter to the Corinthians, the Greek. To the Jew, when they have a contention, they bring their case to a synagogue so they can be judged by the elders and the scribe of the village, not to a civil court. The reason for this is that they want to be judged in a familial atmosphere, not only in a judicial atmosphere. They have a law that prohibits people to bring their case to a civil court. Whoever does that, they commit blasphemy against God's law. But to the Greeks, a civil court is a place to judge, and they are very proud of their laws to judge people. St. Paul not only put his church in God's wisdom, but also disregarded for worldly wisdom. To him, the faithful bring their case to a civil court to be judged is contradictory, because the faithful themselves are given power to judge the world. See Wisdom chapter 3, verse 8. The simple reason for St. Paul's prohibition is because all civil judges are Gentiles. They do not have their faith in God. They also do not have God's wisdom to know all related facts to a case. So they are unable to fairly judge people. So when the faithful have a contention, they should go to the church because she certainly have wise people who can judge a case more fairly than civil judges. However, a contention is the last step to do because the faithful should suffer to build up their community. The law is only the minimum condition to protect order in a community. For a community to greatly develop, the faithful need to have love so they can suffer for their community to develop. If there is no Jesus sacrifice, we shall not inherit the salvation. If there is no Saint Paul suffering love, the good news shall not advance to Corinth, and a community shall not be established there. Sacrifice is to suffer a lot so that others can live. Once a person recognizes others' sacrifice for them, that person in his turn shall also sacrifice to others, so others can live. Therefore, a contention is a failure, not for both parties, but also for the community. To people who are ignorant to others' sacrifice for them, Saint Paul forewarned them, "Do you not know that the injured will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither fornicator, nor idolater, nor adulterer, nor boy prostitute, nor practicing homosexual, nor thieves, nor the greedy, nor drunkards, nor slanderer, nor robbers will inherit the kingdom of God. That is what some of you used to be, but now you have had yourself washed, you were sanctified, you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and in the Spirit of our God." Second, the Gospel. Jesus chose the 12 apostles who shall sacrifice to build up the church. At Caesarea Philip, Jesus chose Simon Peter at the rock to build up the church, which he is going to establish. However, Peter alone shall not be enough to lead a big crowd. So Jesus chose 11 other apostles together with Peter to lead the church. Some important things we can learn from Jesus about his selection of the 12. He did not choose anyone new, but from his disciples. We need to differentiate between the two nouns, apostle and disciple. According to the text, the noun disciple comes from the verb to learn. A disciple is a learner from his master. Why the noun apostle comes from the verb to send out? An apostle is the one who is sent out. Jesus himself gave the church a structure which includes disciples and apostles. Peter and his successor, not everyone who can be sent out, and not everyone who had the right to decide. Second, he awoke all night to converse with his father to choose the apostles according to the divine standard, not the human standard. Looking at the list of those who were chosen, we did not see any distinguished character on them. According to human standard, such as wisdom, religion, fame, power, or richness. On the contrary, they were weak, sinful, and different temperament. For example, Peter is weak, talking without careful thinking. He professed that he shall never abandon Jesus even after they leave him, but denied Jesus 3 times in the same night. Matthew, who is a tax collector, a sinner and a Jew's enemy, was chosen by Jesus to stay with Simon the Zealot. The reason why he had that title is because he was conservative, hated the Roman Empire and all those who worked for them. If not for Jesus, the two people can kill each other. And Judas Iscariot, whom he foreknew that shall become a betrayer. Jesus chose the people to live with him, to be chained before he shall send them out. After choosing them, Jesus shall train and give them rest so they can become good instruments to build up the church. After he chose them, Jesus began to train them by his teaching and by good examples. They must sacrifice their career and family to follow Jesus and to live each other. They learned his teaching, and he gave them power to expel the demons and to heal. Application in life. To live together is to have conflicts. We need to learn to understand the value of sacrifice. Without sacrifice, a family and a community are easy to be broken, and all the members must greatly suffer. We lived by the sacrifices of many people. So when it is our turn, we must also sacrifice to contribute on the development of our family, society, and God's kingdom. Even though no one recognizes our sacrifice for them, we still help God, who sees all things, and shall properly return our favor. We need to obey those who are chosen by God. When we need someone to solve our conflict, we should come to the church representatives instead of bringing our case to civil courts. Amen.